Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Chamisha Asa, the 15th and final chapter in the Rambam Masechas Paradum, the Laws of the Red Heifer, and the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, which in this Perek, the Rambam continues and discusses the Tumah from the Mechatas, from the Paradum of Waters. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding this Tumah of the Mechatas. Hanagei b'Mechatas, if someone touches the Paradum of Waters, Shaloi L'Tzarech Hazah, not for the purposes of spraying it, Be'nodim, Be'kelim, whether it's a person or vessels, Tumah becomes Tumah. Now, but the Inimitam Bagodim, it does not contaminate his garments, even if it's Bashas Magoi, even at the time when he's still in contact with it. Kashanam, it says in the Pasuk, whoever touches, and this is not the second half of the halacha, the first half of the halacha, bring the sources, whoever touches the spraying waters, Yidma the Arv is going to be tummy till the evening. Now, Hinilamatu, so you learn from this, Shemehanida, that the purifying waters, Av, Me'avoy Satam Shaltara, is considered as a primary category of those things that contaminate biblically. And the tumah of touching them is whatever minute amount. Now, if it even had the amount of what was necessary to use in the spraying, oh, then the contaminates not only with touch, but also with carrying. And when they gave him or shenisim, therefore, if someone touches them or carries them unnecessarily, not for the purposes of the purification process, it contaminates even his garments, b'shas magoi at the time when he's touching it, or b'shas maso when he's carrying it. Until he disconnects from the thing that's contaminating him. But as long as he's in contact with it, it's going to contaminate even his garments. Like it says in the Pasuk, Umazi mehanida, and the one who sprays the purifying waters, Yichabes Bogod will have to wash his garments. Now, says the Rambam, Einem Adabe b'mazal atame. It's not talking about literally the one who sprays the tar waters on the tummy person, as the simple translation of the Pasuk sounds like, because imtiras atame, because if these waters are purifying the tummy person, kavochem yishiyu atar, obviously that the one who's spraying it will remain tar. So, from different tradition, they taught this that says in the Torah, Umazi mehanida, the one who sprays the purifying waters, le'nemer el lashir. It's actually coming to tell us a measurement. Shanageya oyhanese mehanida. So, if someone touches or carries these spraying waters, shiyeshbim kidei hazaya, that has the amount that could be used in the spraying procedures, but he's actually doing it shaloy letzarech hazaya, not for the purposes of spraying it, then tamei is going to become tamei, umetam begodim, and he's even going to contaminate his garments, din Torah from biblical law. Now, how much is the measurement of spraying? It's the amount that you can dip the tip of the buds of the hyssop into the water. Now, when we say this halacha that we're opening up over here by saying that the paradim of waters will contaminate, is again, if you're touching them or carrying them, unnecessarily. And it's klim shiyas mitzvasim before the mitzvah is done. But if the mitzvah was already done with them, then they don't contaminate at all. Ketzer House of the Ram illustrates. Someone dipped the hyssop. And he sprayed the waters on the tummy person or on the vessels. Now the water was dripping down and coming down from that tummy item to the ground. And so too the water hanitazin, b'shas hazah, that was spraying at the time of the spray, ala aretz al tar, and it hit the ground or on something that's tar. That water is going to be tar because the mitzvah is already done with them. And when they give them, and therefore whoever touches them or carries them is going to remain tar. If he dipped the hyssop, lahazas al davish in a makabal tumma, to spray on something that does not contract tumma, so then those waters that are dripping from that item, kshem lahazas mem, will remain valid to spray from them. Kabbashban, like already explained this in Perek Yud Halacha Tes, because nothing was done with them yet. Therefore, mitam and tumas mechatas. Therefore, actually, those waters will still contaminate from the tumah of the paradimah waters. Because the mitzvah wasn't done with them yet. Because the immersion was for something that was not mekabel tumah, so it was like you didn't do anything yet, and therefore retains the status of being mitami by the virtue of being mechatas if it's being handled. Halacha Beis continues regarding these mechatas that became invalidated or became tummy. So, the purifying waters do not contaminate everything, like we said before, the mitzvah was done with them. Has to also have, another stipulation is, that it has to be tahar, and has to be valid for the spring. But regarding, if let's say the purifying waters became invalidated, how so? Let's say other waters got mixed in with them, which has to be purely these waters. Let's say an animal drank from it. Or similar things, from the things that actually invalidated, which we spoke about in Perek Tes Halacha, Yiralf, Yibbez, and Yigimel, because when the animal drinks them, the saliva goes into the waters. So then the Nogam Matar Truma. So then if someone who's tar for Truma touches these waters, so regarding the laws of Truma, so Nitma, we're going to say he's Tameh. Bench and Nagab Yadah, whether he touched with his hands, Bench and Nagab Shagufa, whether he touched with the rest of his bodies. Now, but Nagab and Odom Hatar Lachatas, but someone that has the higher level of Tara, for that of the Paraduma, if he touches Vafel Yadah even with his hands, Hadei Utari is going to remain Tara, commercial how you like they originally were, because this is not the regular Mechatas, this is only Mechatas that were invalidated. So to Allah Gimel Mechatas Shenitmu, regarding the purifying waters that became Tame, which is also disqualification. But Nagab and Achar Shenitmu, and then after they became tummy, it was touched either by other matar l'truma, by a person that was tar for truma. So here, bim yod bim megufay, whether, again, like we said in the previous halacha, same thing is regarding like benifsalu is nitmu. By truma, we have the stringency that whether he touched with his hands or with his body, he's going to be nitmu, he's going to become tummy. But vim nogum hem hatar l'chatas, but if let's say the one who's tar for the paraduma, if he touched the other with his hands, so here nitmu is going to become tummy, because they're tummy and he's touching with his hands. But Naga B'Shar Guf, if he touched with the rest of his body, Hadei Tar Kamar Shalai, so he's going to remain Tar as he was, because liquids do not contaminate by any other part of the body besides the hands. And the hands will make him Tamei, but with his feet or the rest of his body, he will retain his Tahara as the original was, because it doesn't have the halacha of the classic Mechatas, because it was disqualified through Tum. Halacha Dalet. Mechatas, regarding these purifying waters, that it fell inside of them, Mimayan, either the spring water, or mikvah, or gathered waters, the mikvah waters, or pears, or fruit trees, or waters. So, Imreiv Mechatas, if the majority is the Parduma waters, so Matam Bamasa is still going to have the halach of Tumma by carrying it. Vimreiv Mepeiris, the majority is the fruit juices, then Ematam, it's not going to contaminate. Nachsa Nachsa, 50-50, then Matam still will contaminate. Afer Par, let's say regarding the ashes of the Parduma. Shinis Arv Be'efa Mikla, that gets mixed in with ashes from an oven. The Kiddush B'Kulam, and he sanctifies with all of these ashes. Shem Hoya Haroiv Eifa Parv, the majority was the ashes of the Paraduma. So Metam Kamei Nida, based on the laws of majority, we're going to say that these waters, which were sanctified, and the majority was the ashes of the Paraduma, will contaminate, just like the Paraduma waters after they're sanctified, has the Alacha, as they're called the Mei Nida. But Shem Hoya Haroiv Eifa Mikla, if the majority were these other ashes, so Imatam Bamaga, they're not going to contaminate by touching, because again, the majority of them are not the Paraduma ashes. Of a Matam Masa actually will contaminate by carrying. The reason for that is because when one is carrying, although the majority is Efer Mikla, but he's still carrying the ash water that have the ash of the Paraduma, which contaminates by carrying. Halacha Hey, Efer Kosher, valid ashes, Shonason Agabe Hamayim, that's put on water, She'en Medrum Lekachem, that they're not fit to be sanctified with these ashes. Those are disqualified waters. The Nogam Hamatar Letruma, and now someone who's Tar for Truma touches those waters, whether with hands or whether with his body, so Nitma becomes Tame. As again, we have these stringencies regarding Truma. But Nogam Hamatar Lechatas, but someone who's Tar for the Paraduma touches them, even with his hands, he's a Tar commercial, so he remains Tar as he originally was, which again, this is the same thing as in Halacha Gimel, when we have the Mechatas that became invalidated. So too, this is invalidation because the waters are not valid, although the ashes are, and therefore again, Truma will be Tameh, but regarding Tar Lechatas will remain Tar. Halach above, Mechatas Shenifsalu, regarding the Paraduma waters that became invalidated, Loi Gavlin Betit. So, don't, now that they're invalidated, don't go mix them with in mud, Shleyasim Takalachem, that it shouldn't be a stumbling block for others, because Shemi Yigabatit V'yitma, because someone might touch that mud and become Tameh. Shemechatas Inimatel Betit, because the fact that they get mixed into mud, that does not nullify the Paraduma waters. It is the Chatas. It always remains like that. So don't put it somewhere where it might cause people to become tummy, because it does retain its halacha of being a tummy. Halacha Zayin. Parash Shashasas Mechatas. Regarding a cow that drinks the Paraduma waters. Even though it was slaughtered within 24 hours of when it drank that water. And if it wasn't digested yet, so technically it's still the original waters. Still Basar Tar, the flesh of that cow remains Tar. Shenemek says in the pasuk l'mishmeres l'mei nida that it should be a safeguarding for the purifying waters, which is b'sman shem shmurim, when they're protected, then they remain mei nida and in b'tam they're not nullified. B'sman sheshasas and parabo, when the cow drank it, so butler, then they're nullified. Shara in shmurim, they're not protected, and therefore it's only when it's l'mishmeres l'mei nida here it's not protected. It's in the cow and you can't even see it anymore. Therefore, it loses the status of mei nida. Halacha Ches discusses regarding invalidations regarding to the spring. So hamaza mechaloin. And as that relates to this tuma from the Paraduma waters. Hamazim mechaloin, if someone sprays from a window, shemazim min al-rabim, which they would use that to spray on the public. And it would be a public platform for purifying people from tumas mes. But who's Olav? And the person was sprayed on from the window. He's tar. He got besprayed day 3, day 7. He's going into the base of Mikdash. And then subsequently it turns out that actually the waters were invalidated, which is related to the previous halachas of when the waters are invalidated. So although he really was tame and he went to the base of Mikdash, he's a pater. He's exempt from that liability. Because the presumption is when water is sprayed on a public, shame k'shem, we presume that they're valid. But as a concept, it's considered like something beyond his control, not like a shagi that he would be chai for. But if he was sprayed on from a private window, and he went to the base of Mikdash, turns out that the waters were invalid, then he would be liable for a carbon that, depending on the person's wealth, if it's an animal or a bird carbon, which is called oil biyar, goes up and down, which is the liability for Tumas Mikdash or Kadashav, he's going to be chayv as a shaygik for that. Why? Because it wasn't deliberate, but he should have checked regarding the status of the water to make sure it's valid. Only then go into the base of Mikdash. Now, machlikim hoyu ha'am, the people would like slip b'mayim with these waters, shesheisim ba'aretz, that would be like dripping on the ground, mechalin shoram, from that window of the public. But they would step on it, but nachlas ha'mikdash, and they would still go into the Mikdash. But they weren't concerned that maybe they were invalid, like we said, because they were coming from the public window. There we always can presume that it's okay, and people just walk right through it, not even suspecting that maybe there might be a problem, and go into the Beis HaMikdash. Halacha tes, hamaza be'ezef. If someone sprays with a hyssop, hatame lechatos, which is tame for the paraduma. For example, let's say it was plucked for eating purposes, which we said all food items are considered tame for the paraduma, but it is considered tar for kachim. So, im yesh be'kebeya, if this hyssop has the measurement of an egg, and again, if it's a food item, that's the measurement of it being able to contaminate other things, then I assume that the water became invalidated, because this ezav, the hyssop, is tame, and has the shear of being metame, and therefore the water has become tame from it. And v'hazi yasa b'sula, and the spray is invalid. Now, im b'kebeya, if the hyssop is not the size of an egg, hamayim k'shem, the waters then never became tame, they remain valid, but v'hazi yasa b'sula, but still, the spray is invalid. The reason for that is because the Torah tells us that b'hizah hatar, that both the person that's spraying and the hyssop that they're spraying from have to be tar, and here the hyssop was tame. Now, ve'ezim zeh, now this hyssop itself, metame chavere, it contaminates the other hyssop, v'chavere l'chavere, and the hyssop to that hyssop, and so on and so forth, even if they're 100. Because like we said previously, she'im moin l'chatas, that we said in Perikid Gimel Halacha Vav, that we don't count for lower levels of transmission and maxed out by the chatas, it continued going. Halacha yod, ha'megbiya kli shehuzolav. Someone lifts up a vessel that was sprayed on it, v'harei olav ha'mayim k'dei hazor, and it has on it the water, and even the amount of water that is the measurement of how much you need for spraying, tar, still the person that picks it up is going to remain tar. And the reason for that is, shamayim, sha'asim mitzvasim, imatam, because although we said it's batame, the massif has the shear of hazah, but here the water already had its mitzvah done with it. It's so much water in it, but it was sprayed on it, and the mitzvah was done with it. And then imatam, and therefore it does not contaminate, k'mesh ma'an, like we explain in halacha alav, and therefore the person is going to remain tar. And we have concluded the halachas of Paraduma, the laws of the red heifer.